Okay, so today's podcast is going to be about prophet Yunus, but it's just building on what I already have written about him in the blog post. So briefly, his story was that he was sent by Allah as a messenger to his people, but he felt as though his people weren't really listening to his message, that they weren't really paying attention to what he had to say. And he became disheartened and thought it would be better if he left that town and went to another one. And he called people upon the religion of Allah over there, that maybe they might listen to him. But he didn't seek permission from Allah before leaving. So he told his people that they were going to be punished by Allah, and he left. And he boarded a ship to go somewhere else. Now, while he was on his way, the people of his town, they had seen all the clouds, the dark clouds in the sky, and they realized that it was the punishment that their prophet had warned them about. And so every single one of them was so sincere in their repentance that Allah forgave them. And they became the only nation, well, the first nation, that all of the inhabitants of the town believed in their prophet, and where they were about to be punished and they were saved. But Prophet Yunus alayhis salam had no idea this was happening. He was on a ship, and the ship was violently swaying because there was a storm, and they decided that they would throw someone overboard. And obviously the people knew he was a prophet, so they didn't really want to throw a prophet overboard. So they drew lots. But every single time, Yunus alayhis salam's name came up until they had to throw him overboard. And that is when Allah ordered a whale to swallow him whole. And Yunus alayhis salam just plunged into the darkness of this whale. Now, see, one of the big themes here is hardship, and that is the hardship that Yunus alayhis salam had to face when he was inside this whale. So he was alone, he had no human contact, and when he first went inside this whale, he thought he had actually died because of the darkness that he was inside, and he felt as though he couldn't move. Then when he realized that he could move his limbs, he realized he was still alive. And that is when he went into sujood and he said, "No one has the right to be worshipped but you, O Allah. Glorified and exalted are you. Truly I have been of the wrongdoers." So he kept praying to Allah until eventually he was, until the whale was ordered by Allah to spit him out onto the shore. And then he returned to his people and found that all of them believed in Allah. But the thing is that Yunus alayhis salam was in a very difficult situation. Okay, so he was trapped inside the belly of a whale, and he had no human contact, he had nothing to eat and drink, and he was alone. He was so desperate. And I think I heard in a lecture by Sheikh Umar Sulaiman once that you will never be as alone or as desperate as Yunus alayhis salam was inside that whale. Because he was literally the only one of his species inside that whale. And it was complete darkness. And there was nothing for him to do. Just imagine how terrified he must have been. And how he could have passed the time. Honestly, with COVID and quarantine and isolation and all that kind of stuff, you know, the quarantine period and lockdown, I think all of us lost our minds. And we were inside, well, the majority of us, you know, the ones who are privileged, alhamdulillah, we were inside our houses. We had food to eat. We had light. You know, we had things that other people don't have. And we were still going crazy. You know, we were just insane. And he was all cooped up, and he had no light, no food, no drink, nobody to speak to. He was completely alone, and he was so desperate. But, you know, that goes to show that with hardship comes ease. Because with that hardship, Allah gave him ease in the sense that he maintained him inside that whale. So he took care of him and he took care of his every need. And we think about it now and we just wonder, well, how did he survive? You know, how did he survive inside a whale without the basic things that a human needs to survive? But Allah was the one who maintained him until it was time for him to return to his people. Okay, so it just goes to show that nothing in this world is going to be fully perfect or fully bad. So with hardship comes ease. You're never ever going to only deal with hardship, and you're never going to only deal with ease. But it tells you, it really shows you about the mercy of Allah in that even in your darkest moments, you know that you can rely on Him. You know that there is nobody else you can turn to besides Him, and He will help you in that situation. And just the hardship itself, like the nature of the hardship. So whilst it seemed like it was a punishment, whilst it seemed as though it was the worst thing that could possibly happen to Yunus alayhi salam, it was an act of mercy. Because had Allah forsaken Yunus alayhi salam, then his prophet would have drowned into the ocean. He would have drowned in the fathomless abyss of the ocean. But instead, he was safe and he was preserved inside this whale. And this just is the example of the ayah. But perhaps you hate a thing and it is good for you, and perhaps you love a thing and it is bad for you, and Allah knows while you know not. And another thing that's really important within this story that we can really learn from is, so you know, the people that Yunus alayhi salam was sent to, when they were about to get punished and they saw the dark clouds hover over their town, that is when they repented and Allah forgave them, right? Right when they were about to get punished. Right when, like, Allah was literally about to wipe these people out like nations before us. And these people would have been destroyed, but they repented and Allah had saved them. And you know, this is really important because sometimes when we're in a difficult situation and we start turning back to Allah, either shaitan or ourselves or, you know, the people around us kind of discourage us. And they, you know, sometimes they make comments like, you know, you used to do all sorts and now suddenly you are a practicing Muslim because one bad thing happened to you. And it kind of makes us feel like hypocrites, or it could make us despair in Allah's mercy. And maybe we might feel too ashamed to turn back to Him. And in doing that, we just throw away all the reward that we could have received and we limit ourselves. You know, we give ourselves a restriction that Allah Himself hasn't imposed on us. You know, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, if you were to commit sin until your sins reach the heaven, then you were to repent, your repentance would be accepted. And also that repentance will not end until the sun rises in the west. So even if you're staring in the face of your punishment and your heart tells you that you should repent, repent. When did Yunus alayhi salam repent? When he was sitting inside a whale. It's during these times of hardship when we become humbled, knowing that we're not the ones in control here. That's when we realize that in all His glory, all His power, He is the only one who can help us. And sometimes Allah puts us in the difficult situation for that reason. You know, so we can, in that process of hardship, we can purify ourselves and then turn to Him with a really sincere and a really desperate heart. And we can actually go to Him and genuinely understand His power. You know, He wants us to turn to Him with a sincere heart so He can alleviate us of the hardship. So don't feel as though you're too late. The whole point of hardship is to bring you closer to Him, so don't let that stop you. And this is so good. This is one of the main takeaways I think you can take from this lesson, that don't let anything stop you, especially the voice in your head telling you that you've done too much and that it's way too late. Because these people stared in the face of their punishment and they came out victorious because they repented. And just the feeling that you have in your heart that you should repent means that faith is still alive inside you. So you shouldn't ignore it. You know, don't be like those people before us who were so arrogant that they stared in the face of their punishment and they still didn't think to turn back to Allah. Don't be like the ones who were destroyed in the process. Be like the people of Yunus alayhi salam, and be like Yunus alayhi salam, who realized he messed up. And when he did, the first thing that he could think to do was to go in sujood and pray to Allah.